Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 183 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to get an exciting exfoliation update from Melanie. It's really almost more than the heart can take. We're going to talk about my debilitating calf injury and how I feel now that the Olympics are not in my future. We're going to talk about some graduation gift ideas. You know, just fun things like that. As always, we are so glad you're here. We're so grateful that you listen to all of our nonsense. And we hope that in some way this episode will make you smile, will make you laugh, and lighten your load just a little bit. Alrighty, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. And here we go with episode 183. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And is life very different for you now in Texas? Is it a whole new world?
Well, you know, I'm going to be honest. It's kind of, you know, I always said during the quarantine, it wasn't like my life changed so much.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I already got my groceries delivered and I already stayed home a lot and all of that. The only thing that was different that was so welcome is our church was able to meet on Sunday, which it felt so good to, like, number one, get up. I told you though that I had to set the alarm to get up at like 8:50 and I felt sick the rest of the day. Now I had stayed up till 2 because I didn't go to bed at a normal time, but the rest of the day I was like, why do I feel so yuck? And I was like, oh, it's because I got up this morning, you know, like I had to set an alarm. But I will say our church, before people send in hate mail, number one, churches were able to meet. But number two, our church has the benefit of the property that we're on has a huge amphitheater that seats 20,000 people.
Right, right.
And so we were able to do that whole thing very socially distanced wise. And I have to say they did a really good job. So we were outside. They had every family leave like 3 seats between family groups. They had like every other row. And then if you really wanted to be, you could bring your own chair and your own blanket and like sit way up on the grass at the amphitheater.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So it was great. It felt really good. You know, it's funny. It's like church. It's just not the same sitting on your couch watching church. So it really felt good to be back and to be with other people. And they, of course, had no children's ministry. So like everybody was just in the group, but they had made these cute little like sticks with like hands so people could like high five with like their little cardboard hands and stuff for the kids. And so it was really cute. And so that has been the most different thing I've done, but like, and the restaurants are open, but it's like 25% capacity and you have to make reservations and I can't get into all that.
Right.
Like that just, I'll just continue to just pick up my food at, you know, and then bring it home. So
now my big question, and we talked about this on the Patreon episode last week, is that you received several days before you were going to church, an intensive, skincare product.
Yes, I did. I am going to tell you that was so on. I started it last Tuesday. And then that afternoon was when I saw the video from our pastor of our church saying, hey, we are going to be able to meet on Sunday. And I was like, well, this is real unfortunate because Sunday is going to be prime face peel time. And I'm going to tell you that I wore like a black, like kind of sundress thing to church on Sunday. And like, I looked down at one point and like my face was flaking off on my black dress.
Yes. He was doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it?
The old is gone. The new has come. So I am 1 week post peel. I will say this, my skin, I can tell it looks good, but it's very red. Like I'm still peeling. Like Caroline looked last night and she's like, you're peeling up by your ears. And I was like,
So what you're saying is it worked.
It worked. I mean, it worked without a doubt, but it's at my face. But now I'm in this whole thing because I haven't been able to go. Like yesterday, Mabel really wanted to go for a walk, but I can't be out in the sun that long. Mm. You know what I mean? Like I can't, like, so, and in the heat also does not feel good. So I really can't be outside is what I'm saying.
Which is another reason why things maybe have not changed a whole lot since things have opened up a bit in Texas.
No, other than that, I think some of my hyperpigmentation has gone away.
Oh, good.
It has helped. And I mean, I have to say, like, I can tell, like, even Perry said, he goes, oh, your skin already looks better. Like, you can tell it looks better, but I just can't go out in public yet or out in the sun. So
it's not ready for the masses is what you're saying.
No, mm-hmm. No, it's really not. It's going to need about another week. Okay. So, but you have had a traumatic injury and have not been able to go walk.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. So here's what happened. So last week I noticed when I was walking, my left calf was like, it felt kind of tight. And I even one day as I was walking, ran into one of the moms from Alex's grade, who is like, she trains people to walk and to run. And, you know, she's really gifted in those areas. And so I said, I'm having trouble. Like, I've got a shin splint on my right side. My calf is knotted up on my left side. So we kind of talked through it. And so I really made an effort the rest of the week to stretch. I mean, like, big time stretch. Like, while I had my quiet time, I was sprawled out on the floor stretching.
Yes.
And there's some sort of spiritual application metaphor there, but we don't have to get into that. So anyway, so I went walking Friday and had, like, just a great walk. You know, sometimes you just have everything felt great. It was going great. Saturday, I walked with Hazel, and we had a good walk. Sunday, I went walking by myself, and I had walked maybe a mile and a half, and I was going up the hill, and I thought, oh, I don't, that's, so something in my left calf is unhappy, and I kept trying to walk it out, but eventually I was like, oh, I'm just going to have to hobble it on back to the car. Now, here's what I would like to tell you. I would like to tell you how I have met this particular challenge with great maturity and wisdom.
Yes.
And a big picture perspective. But the truth of the matter is you would think I was an Olympic athlete who had been training my whole life for my big shot and the games got canceled. Yes. Like, I have, for 2 days, it has unnerved me. Like, and I don't even know why, except that I clearly have some deep mental and emotional attachment to getting out of the house and walking. Yes. Clearly that means something to me.
Yes.
So yesterday I went to, I got one of those rollers at Target.
I was just about to say, you need to get a foam roller.
Yeah. So I got a roller. And I do think, so let me just tell you all the things I have done. There are significant health concerns I have had that I have not addressed with this much care. Yeah. Like, I have really been into it. So I have had the roller. I've iced it. And then I've rolled it. I have had several different muscle gels that I have applied. I have massaged it. I have rolled it some more. I have iced it some more. I use the wand thing in the shower just to pummel it, which actually was helpful. And so it feels better today than it did yesterday. It was really painful. It feels better today, but I'm going to stay off of it. I'm just going to keep staying off of it until it feels better. Initially Sunday, when I came home, and I really was just about in tears with how much it hurt, I told David, he was like, well, you have walked every single day for a long time and you've walked hard. Like, here's what I didn't need in that moment. I don't need a diagnosis. I just need to walk. And so, anyway, I said, well, I'll stay off of it until Wednesday. But now I'm like, I'll stay off of it until it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our friend Jamie Torrance just told me, her son-in-law is a physical therapist. So she said, if you want to, you can come over here the next time he and Ellie are at the house and let him see, you know, if he can tell what's going on. And that's an appealing option to me. So,
okay.
So I think I don't know. It felt like Let me just talk some more about this. It felt, y'all don't even know what it's like to train your whole lives for something. You have no idea what it's like to dedicate yourself, your entire adult life to a sport.
Yes.
And then to have it snatched away from you.
Yes.
So
tragic.
It felt like there was like just a knot. I mean, like somebody had put a wadded up something in the back of my calf. Now, I did consider, because, and I think you'll appreciate this, I did consider whether or not it could be a deep vein thrombosis. I did consider.
Well, of course. And I hope you didn't call Erin Moon, because she would have confirmed that diagnosis.
I've thought about it 1,000 times. But I couldn't do that to Erin in the midst of all the other pandemic things to even make her worry that that could be it.
No.
But it's not swollen. It's not hot to the touch. There's none of that stuff. It's just all under the surface. I have all my feeling in my leg. I feel good about the fact that it's really some kind of muscle issue. So yesterday, I would say it felt kind of like a lacrosse ball sized knot in the back. And today it feels more like a ping pong ball sized knot in the calf. So I don't know what I've done.
Well, I'm going to tell you, just based on somebody who's spent a lot of money at a Rosti for my child who is an athlete, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I've learned along the way. Number one is you begin to get back into your walking, like when you start to feel like you can. What they have told Caroline is she should not really stretch before a game, like, because what you're doing then is you're creating you make these micro tears in your muscles, and then you're trying to run on new rubber banded muscles, which can sometimes make it worse. So what you do is you need to warm up your muscles, and the way you do that is that you use your foam roller. Don't stretch your calves out, because probably what you inadvertently did was you overstretched it with all the stretching.
Yes. Thank you, Coach Schenkel.
Well, you're welcome.
I have never stretched like I stretched at the end of last week, like for 15 minutes stretching.
And what happened was you overstretched it. And so what you needed was the muscle to be warmed up. And so what we use, we have a foam roller, but we also have something now, and we've ordered it on Amazon. I'm not real sure what it's called. We call it the peanut because it looks like a peanut. Because what they have told us is that peanut can really dig deep into those muscles more than even a foam roller can.
Yeah, I want something targeted is what I want. Like, I know exactly where I need it to work. But when you have a pumice stone, you have the, not a pumice stone, you have the mortar and the pestle thing.
Yeah, the pestle. Yeah.
That's what I want to just jab it in my leg.
Yep. I'm going to find you this link to this peanut. And it's really just, it looks like two lacrosse balls like taped together.
Could I tape two lacrosse balls together?
You can't. You absolutely can. Yes. But I'm going to tell you that it's called the peanut massage ball. And I'm going to tell you that people in your house may want to make dirty jokes about
it. Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it?
But it's $12.
Oh, please send me that. Okay. So what you're telling me is, I feel like I see hope. Yes. So what you're telling me is I just need to get out there and maybe do a slower first lap.
To
warm it up and not try to get out there and set some sort of personal record. Because, I'm like a passive aggressive competitive person. So I would never say to you, like, I want to win. But I'm going to tell you what I do with my watch is I look to see how fast my miles are. And I'm always trying to beat myself. I would not admit that to anybody who thinks that I'm just out for a stroll. But if I'm gonna be in it, listen, I'm gonna try to win.
Well, because that's what nines do is we take these random things that nobody else really cares about and that don't matter. It's like when I painted all the palm leaves on Caroline's wall. I was gonna be the best palm leaf painter.
That's exactly
ever.
It. I'm not gonna tell you I'm trying to be good at it. I'm not gonna admit that I care. But I like to be a little bit faster every day than I was the day before.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I'm just telling you that what you need to do is get this peanut ball. I just sent you the link. We'll put it in the show notes, but you've got to, because that was game changing for Caroline, because I used to always be like, you've got to stretch. Now, after you're finished with your activity, then you need to stretch. So
I'm so excited about this. I'm adding to cart right now. How many? Yeah. I buy so many things while we record podcasts. I really do.
I know. Well, it's what we do for each other because we are finding new things. We're discovering new solutions to things. But I'm going to tell you that the peanut is a game changer.
Just ordered it.
And then because I feel like we essentially have a physical therapy like studio here at our house mm-hmm. now with all our various rollers and devices and heating pads and such, and then continue to ice it. But the key is warm up your muscles before the activity, stretch your muscles after the activity.
So how long do you have to do the peanut? Like how long would Caroline use that?
I mean, she would use it. I mean, she'll sit and use it for like 5 minutes per leg, 10 minutes per leg. Like, okay. especially if she's fighting an injury, like she'll really make sure it's warmed up. And like right now, because we've been going through this ankle thing, but she, like her calves, it makes her calves real tight. So mm-hmm. like, she uses that because, you know, Caroline is so, part of it was, is like with the foam roller is like, you're not going to be able to press hard enough with the foam roller. Whereas that peanut ball will really get in there.
Okay. Well, yeah. It says it won't be here for a week, but maybe it'll get here sooner. And I will say, like, I can tell the foam roller has helped.
Yeah.
Just in how much better it felt this morning than it did yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. But I really, like, I have had to reflect before the Lord yes. about why this has bothered me like it has. And why, if I talk about it long enough, I could cry. Like, I don't know.
But I think it's because it's your sanity right now. It's because it's your way to get out of the house. It's like a whole, I mean, I think it's huge. I think it's your lifeline. I mean, I would equate it to if somebody took away like my red wine at night right now, where you're like, it's just the thing that I look forward to.
That gets me through. I will say this, as somebody who has struggled my whole life with discipline, I think the discipline of walking has been something where I have felt, I haven't felt pride about it, but I have just, mm-hmm. I have felt healthy about it. Like, yeah. I mean, that's kind of been the last few years for me, but this is why you exercise on a regular mm-hmm. basis, you know? And so mm-hmm. I think it's because, and I've never really had any sort of, I haven't had any kind of injury since I broke my foot 4 years ago, which is really the whole thing that set the exercise thing in motion. So
yeah,
I don't know. I don't like being immobile because it kind of reminds me of the worst version of myself, I think.
Yes, I get that. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think like right now too, it's the whole thing of like in your day to day, like it's funny because yesterday, like I said, I didn't get out and walk or do anything. I didn't walk the dogs because my face, I have a different issue going on, but I couldn't get out. And the thing is we're so like in our day to day life, even if I'm not doing something like physical exercise, I feel busy because I've run to Target and then I've been to the grocery store and I've been out and I've gone to a soccer game and I've done all this stuff. So I've been moving. But it's like now if I'm not getting out and like doing my walk, I literally have sat home all day.
Right.
Like I'm not moving around a lot, which feels very weird and makes me super antsy come nightfall.
Yeah, it does. Like it doesn't. I have a whole thing, I think, where by the time I get to nighttime, I like to feel like I have been productive during the day. Now, I don't care if I've been productive at school or home or in the yard mm-hmm. or wherever. I just like to have been productive. And I think yes. I think the walk has been a big part of feeling productive in this super weird time. Mm-hmm. But now that I know, that totally makes sense that I would have trouble after I had thought that I needed to really stretch. So yeah. That now that I know there's a better way that I need to warm mm-hmm. up and not stretch, that's really good. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
So yep, that helps my mind a little bit with the whole thing.
That is what I have learned. That is what I have learned in this whole thing in our soccer journey. Mm-hmm. I have learned some physical things because I used to always be on Caroline about stretching and they were like, nope, that's not good to stretch that much before an event.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I'm done with mm-hmm. that life. I'll tell you that much. I'm done with that. No more stretching.
No. Stretch after, not before. Just warm up your muscles. Warm them up.
Hey, y'all. Quick break in the middle of the podcast to remind you that Melanie and I have a store on Amazon. Yes, we do. If you are looking for kind of a one-stop shop to keep up with a lot of the things that we mention here on the Big Boo Cast,
then you can also easily find those things on Amazon. It's been a ton of fun to kind of put everything there. We have little comments about each one of the items that are there. It's really convenient, I have to say, not to be prideful. So if you would like to check out some of those items that are in our Amazon shop, like the silk robe that Melanie mentioned a couple of weeks ago that she really enjoys, or the books that we have read and liked lately, or the sheets that Melanie ordered several weeks ago, or the rocking chair that I'm a huge fan of that stays in the back of my car. All you have to do is go to amazon.com/shop/bigboo and you'll see it all right there. That's amazon.com/shop/bigboo for so many of the products and the goodies and the happiness that we mention every week on the podcast. Alrighty, here we go, back to episode 183. All right, well, I will say that in the midst of all this heartache with my dreams being deferred due to my injury and no longer being a competitive park walker, I will say that a bright light and a bright spot over the course of the last several days has been a Netflix treasure.
Yes, it has. Yes, yes.
Never have I ever. We don't even have time to get into all the ways and reasons why we liked it. But here's what I'm going to say. I don't have much, like I've said this 1,000 times, I don't have a lot of nostalgia for the 80s. I grew up then, whatever, it was fine.
No, you have it. You've said that. Yeah.
I don't love the music of the 80s, except the duets and a David Foster soundtrack, maybe from Stealing Home.
Yes, yes.
But I just don't have a lot of, warm fuzzies about it. I'm going to tell you that Never Have I Ever, which is Mindy Kaling's new show that she produced and wrote on Netflix, is the best throwback to the 80s and all those romantic comedies that we love, the 16 Candles and the Pretty in Pink and all that kind of stuff, in a really modern, funny way. And I just, I the first episode and I was like, okay, I know these tropes. I know this storyline. I know how this goes and I'm ready to watch it play out.
Yeah, it was just, but the way she did it, because like what could have been like a one-dimensional kind of teen show took on such a depth, like it was so earnest and it was so empathetic and like the storytelling was so brilliant, because what you're watching, and this isn't a spoiler because we won't put any spoilers in this, but you're watching Debbie, the main character, and she's just lost her father suddenly. And it's kind of the way that turned her whole life upside down. So you're watching her grieve that in what feels like such a real way. A teenage girl.
I think every character has some other dimension. Like there's not a flat character in it. And they really take time, I feel like, to flesh out all the characters, where you don't just see, here's your stereotypical high achieving nerdy guy.
Yeah.
You see the behind the scenes of every single one of those characters. And I love that they took the time to do that. So it's not just hot guy. It's like everybody has a story, and it's just, it's really endearing the way that she did it. Now it's not for children. Because the premise of the whole show is exactly what the premise was of so many movies that we watched in the 80s, which is, I have a plan for how I would like to lose my virginity.
Yeah.
Not saying that's the wise course. We're not endorsing it.
It was really good, and it made, because when it first started and you kind of see that was the whole thing, I was like, what is this going to be? And then it completely sucks you in. And I think the thing that I love about it is watching it, and I think watching, like having a daughter who just finished her or is about to finish her junior year of high school, like you look and go, high school is universally, whether you went to high school in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, whatever, it's just a bizarre, weird time in your life.
It's just a weird time.
It's just a, It's a weird time for everybody. And it's interesting. And I've tried to tell Caroline this, and like, you don't get it till you're past. I was like, it's weird because it seems like such a big deal at the time, but you'll look back and go, that was a blip on the radar of my life. Mm-hmm. It really didn't matter. And what really struck me when I went back for like my 10-year reunion and my 20-year reunion was that you go back and the things that I didn't know about any of my classmates that were major things that we talked about as adults. And it really highlighted how self-consumed we all were for
That's
those
right.
4 years of high school. Like,
oh, 100%.
You think everybody's thinking about you? Nobody's thinking
Nobody
about
is.
You.
Nobody is.
Everybody's thinking about themselves. Everybody's parents are the most embarrassing. Everybody's life is the worst. Everybody's going through these big foundational shifts in like who they are and where they're going to be and where they're going to go. And so, and you kind of get away with it because everybody's like that. And
right.
so it, to me, the show really highlights that whole high school thing where you're all self-absorbed to a degree.
Right.
But yet your friends are also so important to you. So that plays out too. Like it's, I don't know. It was just, it's so good.
It is. And the thing that I loved about Debbie, about the main character, is that she's so imperfect. Like she's so, I don't know. She like so many high school kids. I mean, she can just be such a brat at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. For some reason, the way that her story plays out, like you understand why she's reacting to things the way she does. You understand why she is interacting with her friends the way she does. Like, because I think every high school kid has some element of fear that bosses them around.
Yeah, for sure.
And you
for
get
sure.
to, you get to see what those fears and those things are. And so I was so appreciative of something that was such a throwback. I thought, but I don't know of any character in any 80s movie where we got this degree of backstory.
No.
You know, about who they were and why they were like that. And I thought it's so well done and so funny too.
Yeah, it was. It's just, and the music was so good.
Oh, the music's so good. The slow motion, like just like in an 80s movie, you get characters who a time or two may come in slow motion with some real good music behind it. Like it's just, I don't know. It's it's so fun to watch. And so I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I haven't had much of an attention span to watch stuff while we've been home. But I flat blazed through that. It apparently met my viewing needs. So.
Yes. Because it's good and it's sweet without being too heavy, but yet it sucks you in and you really do care about all the characters. I agree. I think it's the best thing I've binge watched during this entire thing. And I've loved both of Mindy Kaling's books because Mindy Kaling really does. She to me is the celebrity that you go, she really does relate to the normal gals out there.
Yeah.
Like she grew up very normal and she grew up in this home with these Indian parents and went through all of that awkwardness of being different from other kids. And she writes about that so much in her books. And just like, there's so many things that I've taken from her books that make me laugh. And then you see in the show, like she always talked about, like when you grew up, the parents of Indian immigrants, like you're not allowed to say that I'm tired because your mom is working on her second medical degree and raising kids and working three jobs to pay for medical school. So like, you can't say.
Not right. You just got to get after it.
I
feel about Mindy Kaling the same way I feel about Reese Witherspoon. And I don't know that this is, I mean, I think it's true, but like when you look at how, you know, I mean, they have acting careers, but then they've gotten into production and all that kind of stuff. I just think, how busy are they? Like how full are their days? You know,
and
they both have kids and
yep.
I don't know. I really admire them for, just, I don't know. The world does not have the kind of content they wanted to watch. So they've made it.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. And I do love that because I think they got after it. Like they didn't sit around and go, oh, there's no good roles. There's no good roles. It was like they changed it. They did something about it,
which
I think. And they've done it in such a great way because I do feel like little fires everywhere from Reese Witherspoon in The Morning Show. Like there have been so many things that I've loved that have been her thing. And then Mindy Kaling, same. Like I think The Mindy Project and now Never Have I Ever and Four Weddings and a Funeral. Like they've made these great things because they get what women want to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you are looking for something to watch, by yourself without anybody bothering you. And you know, somebody forwarded me today. It was some meme that said they thought maybe it was how you felt that they asked their husband what he was watching on television, and that had turned into the longest 20 minutes of their life.
Yeah. yes, call.
This was one of those things. I didn't want to watch it with anybody. I didn't want anybody asking me questions. I didn't want to have to I just wanted to watch it. And I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I totally agree. It was so good. So good.
Hey, y'all. It's me, all by myself in the middle-ish of the podcast, to talk to you about the Relief products, specifically about their Pink Eye Relief. I know we have all been at home a little bit lately, and if you're like Melanie and me, you have probably looked around your home and thought about ways that you could find products that are more natural to use, products that are the very best things that you can use for your family. I have really considered the things that I'm using on my countertops and my soaps and all those things. Well, we have another suggestion about that, because if we all know anything, whether we're moms, aunts, cousins, sisters, whatever our roles are, we know that administering eye drops to a child is no joke. It is not a feat for the faint of heart. And thankfully, the Relief Products has a safe and effective solution. Pink Eye Relief eye drops and the new PM ointment are made with 100% natural active ingredients that are safe for children ages 2 and up. Finally, there's no stinging or fussing during application, just soothing relief for common eye irritation such as redness, burning, watering, swelling, and more. If you live in a part of the country where the pollen is really alive and kicking right now, this is something that would be so helpful to you. You can provide your family with natural and effective relief that has earned the 2020 Women's Choice Award as America's most recommended pink eye care. So, stay healthy naturally with Pink Eye Relief from the Relief Products. It's available at Walgreens, and you can visit www.thereliefproducts.com today and enter the promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 50% off on your order today. That's www.thereliefproducts.com and enter the promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 50% off on your order today. Offer expires June 1st, 2020. Alrighty, back to 183.
Okay, so another thing that has come up that somebody has asked us about. So many of y'all have asked us. We just thought we would talk about it here, since so many of y'all have asked us. Literally one person has asked us.
Don't make me sing.
I'll sing. So anyway, literally one person has asked us, and so we thought we would chime in, because why not, about graduation gifts?
Why not? Yes.
I mean, it's a pandemic. You take the content where you find it. Am I right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I'm not saying we have earth shattering ideas for graduation gifts. We're just going to share a few, because I'm in the same boat I have friends who have kids graduating this year, and I've got to nail some things down. So mm-hmm. we're just going to tell you a few ideas, and I'll just start with what I think we overlook sometimes.
Okay.
Which is, you can never go wrong with giving a 17 or an 18-year-old individual just some cold hard cash. Mm-hmm. They don't ever get tired of it. They don't ever get tired of it. We feel bad because we have been ruined by Pinterest, and we feel like it's not creative or personal enough. They don't care about creative and they don't care about personal. They care about the money. So don't feel guilty if what you do is write somebody a check.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I feel like I've gotten that way with Gully's boys, where like for years I always wanted to get them something, you know, like mm-hmm. you just feel like you want it to be. And it just begins to dawn on you. I'm like, no, they're so excited to get their gift card to Amazon or Target or wherever. Like that's what they want to do. And I think for college kids, especially, like if they're heading off to college or if they're finishing college, depending on whatever your graduation thing is, they're about to need a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's good for all the stuff that they're going to want in their dorm room or their apartment or whatever. So, and you can always write a very nice personal note about what they've meant to you, and that's then put the money in that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, now I will say, because I knew you were going to say gift cards, I think if you wanted to add a little something, I am going to, my one-stop shopping, and I love them, is Two Funny Girls. We talk about them a lot, their yes. shop. Christy has the best selection of, she has these darling notepads that have a lot of different college campuses. And there's note cards too, where it has the skyline, and it's like Mississippi State, A&M, TCU, UT.
I'm writing on one right now, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. And that's, I have one in my kitchen now with the A&M deal, and I use it all the time. And Caroline has one. And so you could get them like a little notepad, some note cards, and then put the money, put a gift card in with that.
Yeah.
So that you're like, here's a little personal thing to celebrate where you're going to school. And here is also some cold hard cash and yes. or a gift card.
I love that. I love my notepad. I have already thought, I didn't even realize how much I had missed having a notepad by my computer until I got my Two Funny Girls notepad. Mm-hmm. I use it every day. And I think that's a great thing to do. And you could, you know, or if you know of a great restaurant in the place where they're going to live, a great restaurant in the place they're going to college or their place where they're going for their first job, you could always do a gift card or a gift certificate to that place with the notepad. That'd be really sweet. Or just or just slap a, you know, $25 on top of it and they'll be delighted. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say one more thing. And Two Funny Girls also has, she has lots of personalized stuff. But the other thing that I think is great if you have a girl is she has really cute, clear stadium crossbody purses. And so you could also do one of those, because if they're going to a school that has, you're going to need a clear crossbody bag for sporting events that are hopefully going to happen in the fall.
Right.
And so you could also do one of those.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So that's it.
Okay. I am going to, I'm going to do a gift that you would probably, that would probably likely just be for somebody that you know really well, but I think it would be a good one. I've mentioned this before, is the Tony Evans Study Bible.
Mm-hmm.
I love this Bible. Now I know I love the Word of God is what I should say.
Yeah.
And I do. But this Bible in particular is so easy to use. It's so engaging. There is not a hint of any kind of pretense or self-righteousness in the commentary. It is written like people talk. I feel like I can, I've heard Tony Evans preach several times, and I feel like I can even hear his voice as I read the commentary. And right now it's on sale. It's on sale at christianbook.com, I think, for $44.99. It's also on sale right now at Lifeway. You can get the leather-like one, and on christianbook.com, you can get it embossed so that you can get their name put on it or their initials put on it. That's exactly how I bought this copy of mine. And so then they have something they can carry with them. And then I think, now, obviously, if it's like, you know, a kid that you know because it's your college roommate's third child who lives 700 miles away, you may not know that person well enough to know if this would be something that would resonate with them. But if you have a, you know, a cousin or a niece or a nephew, a child, a neighbor that you think it would be meaningful for, I can't recommend it enough. It's absolutely beautiful. It has, even has like barcodes all the way through the whole thing so that you can access additional material. It's just beautiful. And so I have the leather like one that's brown and black and have my name on it. And I just think it's great.
Okay. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Because I had also thought on the same note, and I didn't put this on my official list, but I had thought like a devotional, like maybe some sort of daily devotional and a journal would be great or something like that. So you could do kind of, you know, something in that whole
You could do
genre.
Everyday holy and a journal.
Or all in all.
Right. Which has the question. It actually has the questions and the space to write in it. So you could do either one of those.
There you go. Okay. My next one was, I saw on the Mint website that they have a really cute, like you can send in pictures and they do like this heart collage where it's like pictures and it's like, but it makes the shape of a heart and it's super cute. It's not cheesy looking. They have some that say like 2020 and you can do pictures. But what I tend to find is that like the minute you're done, you don't care that you're the class of 2020.
Right.
There again, high school, weird
right.
blip on your uh-huh. thing. But I thought the heart collage could be cute if it's for like a friend or something like that, because you could do a whole mix of pictures, or you could do just kind of memories, and that would be a great thing that they could put up in their dorm room or just have.
So I just love to have that.
Like family pictures or whatever. And they've got them where they're all kinds of like really cute, and they look real artsy. They don't look cheesy. Like they're really cute.
You know, I found probably last summer, I was in our guest room closet looking for something, and I don't even remember moving it, or maybe mama brought it to me at some point. I think that must've been it. When she came for a visit. But when mm-hmm. I graduated from high school, my friend Elizabeth made me, she had a wooden study board. You know how we all had like study mm-hmm. boards. Mm-hmm. And she put pictures of us and cut out like words and phrases from magazines that, you know, were inside jokes or whatever. And mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you that 30 years later, I was like, well, this is the most entertaining thing I have yes. ever seen in my life. I still remembered like everything on there. So I love that kind of keepsake that somebody could look at way down the road and you know, like have happy thoughts and feelings about the old days.
I know. And pictures. It was funny. I was texting with a high school friend of mine this week, and she was talking about, and we made like with a video recorder for our friend Stephanie for like her 17th birthday, that we drove all around and we recorded ourselves different places, like getting people at Taco Bell to say happy birthday to her. And we did like all the stuff. We drove all the way down to the beach, and we were like, we would pay $1 million cash money to have that videotape. It would be the most horrifying, fascinating, entertaining thing to watch ever.
Listen, my friend, this is a rabbit trail, but my friend Tracy, I mean, you know, one of the big things when we were in college was like, she brought her parents' camcorder back from mm-hmm. a weekend at home videotaped a bunch of stuff. Well, she had it all put on DVD. And so it was just a couple of weeks ago. She sent some clips of Elise and me dancing one night late in the cow house. Me cheering with Tracy. She was a cheerleader. I used to like to think I could keep up. Mm-hmm. Her and Marion riding around Starkville, like all this stuff. It was hilarious. And I thought, I'm so glad she has it. I don't know.
I know.
Sweet.
I know.
We were so young and fresh faced.
Yes, I know. It's back before we had to peel our face off to try to look better.
You're exactly right. Okay, this is a gift that I think is that works for any kind of relationship you have with somebody, but for a girl. But Anthropologie has these sort of giant monogram necklaces where it's just, you know, like one letter, their first name, that I think are so cute. They kind of lay. Do you know which ones I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Okay. You can just pick your letter online, whichever one you want. They're gold, and they kind of lay at, they're not upright. They kind of, you know, are sideways on the chain, and they're just cute. Like, it's just, like, it's a great kind of accent necklace that they would probably wear with something else. But I've given them a couple of times to Alex's friends at birthdays, and I just, every time I see them, I'm like, these are really cute and classic. And it's not any kind of fussy monogram. It's just you pick one letter, and they're darling, and they're not super expensive.
I love that.
I think they're like $38. I just totally made up that price, but they're somewhere around in there mm-hmm. where it's a good affordable graduation option and something that they can wear with a t-shirt or something that they could dress up, you know, if they're trying to do something a little fancier.
Yes. Yes. I love that. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
On that note, I'm going to, my standard, and we did this for Mother's Day too, but I love them, is that little Etsy shop does those personalized stacking rings.
Yes.
Which I think are great. You can get them monogrammed. You can get a scripture verse put on them. They also have lots of other cute little jewelry options, little necklaces or pendants or whatever, but I just think she has a great selection and I really like her stuff and it's very affordable. So that would be my next thing.
I love that. And Caroline's mentioned those too. That was her idea when we did the Patreon.
Yes. Yeah. That's, yeah. Because that's been the Schenkel gift standard right now.
The Schenkel go-to.
The Schenkel go-to.
So Alex, back at his birthday, we got this package in the mail and opened it, and it didn't have a card in it. So it took us about a week to figure out who sent it. But it was from Scott and Rose, David's brother and our sister-in-law. But anyway, Goodr sunglasses, G-O-O-D-R sunglasses, mm-hmm. are super affordable, but they're really fun. And like, I've seen them 1,000 places now that he has a pair. Like, I've seen a lot of different people wearing them. They're like $25, but you can totally get a pair that would suit somebody's personality, that work for guys or for girls. A lot of them have kind of a theme to them. They're really fun. But, you know, I grew up with like one pair of sunglasses. Our Gen Z friends, they like options with their sunglasses. Yeah. And so mm-hmm. this is a good way to contribute to those options. Really easy to order online. And I think, especially if you know somebody's personality, that would be a fun thing to get them. Because, again, if we get to have a football season, everybody needs good sunglasses. Or if you're like me and, you have dedicated your life to walking around a park, you need a good pair of sunglasses. So I think that's a good option.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great option. Now my next one is, there are kind of two things, but I'm going to give them kind of, they go together. So one is, I have this Eddie Bauer, it's called the oversized down throw that I love. Like, it is, like I've talked about it, it's kind of windproof on one side. Like, it's almost like a down jacket on one side, and then it's super soft and fleecy on the other side. They're on sale right now because it's off season for down throws, but it would just be a great blanket to, you could go get it monogrammed, and it's, I use it when we watch Caroline outside for soccer when it's cold. Mm-hmm. But it's also soft and comfortable. So it'd be great to just have in a dorm room or an apartment, or to have that you could take as a stadium blanket when you're at games, if you needed something like that. I think that's a really good gift.
That's a great idea. If you want to do
that, comes in different patterns, different colors, all of that stuff. And then there's a camo that I really like. So just because I think you could do camo, and then you could do like a real cute monogram on it.
And you can do that for guys or girls too.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because you could do like a hot pink or red, mm-hmm. or something like that. And for boys, you could do like a navy or black or something. So anyway, I think that is super cute, and I really like that. And then the other thing was, and this is a more sentimental thing, and this would probably be more something a parent would do for a child, but I had for Caroline several years ago, for Project Repat does those t-shirt quilts where you mm-hmm. use their old t-shirts. And it makes a really nice quilt. And I did one for Caroline with all her kind of elementary school stuff and like just different shirts and things that she saved. And I've been doing the same thing for high school, where it's like I've saved different soccer shirts and jerseys and stuff like that to have another one made. Just because I don't know that it's the kind of thing that she would want to take off to school with her. But she loves, even now, like she loves getting that blanket out, and she'll cover up with it because it's soft, and then it's just got all these fun little memories and stuff. So
that's sweet.
That's a good sentimental gift.
I love that. Okay, my next one is from the Old Try, which is a company that I love. They do the coolest graphic prints. But what I love about it is you can search by state. You can search by, they have different things that pertain to different colleges. Like, I have one in my office that says Clanga, 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 clanga. Yeah. Which most people might come in here and go like, why does it say clanga? But that's a Mississippi State thing. So anyway, I think those are great things that you can give guys for their dorm rooms or girls for their dorm rooms. Mm-hmm. And you can, every one that I've had, it's a standard size. So I buy a frame on Amazon, just a black frame. It doesn't need to like a big matted, doesn't need a big matted, you know, fancy frame situation. I buy a frame off of Amazon and frame it. And it's a really personal gift that, you know, it's a good reminder of where they're from or where they're going, just whichever one.
I love that.
Would fit. And so, I said the other day, I don't think there's any such thing as too many old try prints. They're just so personal. And I think I have 3 or 4 hanging in our house right now. So I just love them.
I love that. I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea. My next one is, you know, I'm a big believer in I love my essential oils.
Yes.
But I thought a really cute, they have all kinds of really cute essential oil diffusers. They have some that look like marble. They have some that have a little kaleidoscope. They have whatever. And this would probably be more for a girl because a boy's not going to care. Although a boy would also benefit from essential oils, maybe even more so than a girl. But in a dorm room, sometimes it can smell a little antiseptic and a little. Mm-hmm. So it's just a way. I thought an essential oil diffuser with some oils would be a great little gift that, you know, you could take off to your dorm room with you and make it smell nice.
Okay. And my next thing was along that same vein. You know, I've mentioned many times that I have watched a lot of Hometown from HGTV over the course of all this time at home. And so last week, I can't remember, I don't remember if I got an email from them or maybe I just saw it was on Erin Napier's Instagram. I think that's what it was. But they have a line of candles. So I ordered one. Sight unseen, I ordered one, or I guess unsmelled, I ordered one. And because they had one that was described as the Gardner Park candle, and it said that it was citrusy, which, you know, is my favorite. So it got here, and it is the most interesting citrus candle because it's got something underneath it that's really masculine and rich smelling, and it is delightful. And same thing, Mama would say every dorm room is just a little bit musty. And I think so good to have, if it's allowed in your dorm, so good to have a candle option, a diffuser option, something like that. So just if you're looking for a good candle option, I know the Volcano candle is the world's go-to and I love it. Here's another good option is the Laurel Mercantile.
Okay.
Is really beautiful.
Okay. I love that. I think that's a great, now I want to try that candle out. That sounds, you know, I mean, for a summer version, you know, cause tobacco and leather sometimes for summer isn't the best.
I was going to say, it's not called Papaw's cigarette.
Yeah. Whiskey and regret.
Right. Those would be your personal favorite options. And should we ever have a candle line? If we were to ever get organized enough for that, I can promise you, you'd have a Papaw cigarette and a whiskey and regret.
Whiskey and regret.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The back of a station wagon in 1974. The last one I had, this was the last thing, and I just happened to see these on the Mark and Graham website, and I thought it was a good, and this would be, it would be good for a boy or a girl, but I feel like sometimes boys are a little bit harder to buy for. But it was it's a monogram leather, and it's a charger roll-up. So it's like a leather kind of makeup roll. I mean, like that kind of a thing, but it's like where you can put your AirPods in it and like your charger cords and all your stuff, and then you roll it up into like a nice little leather thing that ties.
That's awesome.
And I just thought, as you're going to the library to study and you have stuff in your backpack, it would just be great to have all that in one little spot, and that could be something they could use for that.
Okay. Do you have any more after that one?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. I have one more, but it won't take but just a second. Right. And this is something that I have given over and over through the years, is a hanging toiletry kit. You can go a couple of different ways with this thing. You can go on Amazon, and I'll link to the one that I have given from Amazon, or you can go to Lands End and pick from a lot of different colors and get it monogrammed and that whole thing. So you can go, you can do $15 to $20, or you can go $30 to $40 with it. But I think that it is something that guys and girls both have no idea how much they need. Because in addition to, sometimes you have to carry your stuff to the bathroom in college, or you have limited space and it's easier to be able to hang that stuff. And you travel so much in college, going home with people and taking little weekend trips and all that kind of stuff. So that's one of my favorite things to give, because it's easy on space and it's super practical. So I'll link to both those options on that.
Okay. I love that. I think we have got some good little options.
I think we do too. And all of those are very affordable options. Nothing crazy expensive.
Yep. That's right. So you can kind of go any kind of direction you want to go with that. And then, to find a good gift option.
All righty. Well, we're so glad that so many of you reached out about that.
We'll have the links in the show notes so that you can
find
them.
We'll have the links in the show notes. Yeah.
Yes. So, and just remember, if you're going to get me something, I wear it in a double XS. I need a zero, a double zero, because I like it a little oversized. So maybe just get me a zero, not a double zero.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to go roll my calf.
Okay. Roll that sucker out until you get your peanut, and then keep us posted. Well, you'll be in our prayers. You and your calf will be in our thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. I'd really like to get back to my competitive park walking. So yes, appreciate that.
We don't want to see your career come to an end. So we'll be praying for you. Olympics 2024.
That's exactly right. Okay. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.